Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting. They can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So press play on Good Sleep tonight. Because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily.
This is Optimal Finance Daily, episode 851, All the Money I've Earned and Spent in My Lifetime by Jacob Wade with budgetsaresexy.com. And I am your host and narrator of the show, Dan. Welcome to a brand new week. Here at Optimal Finance Daily, I read to you here each weekday from some of the best personal finance blogs on the planet. For now, let's get right to our post as we start optimizing your life. All the Money I've Earned and Spent in My Lifetime by Jacob Wade with budgetsaresexy.com. At 27 years old, I have now hit the 11-year mark in my working career. I have had almost a dozen jobs, nowhere near Jay Money's 30-plus jobs, and have slowly worked my way up to a passable salary at a job I enjoy. As someone who once blew through $100,000 in 2 short years, I've always been curious as to how much money I have wasted in my lifetime. It's a tough pill to swallow looking back at my spending blur and not even knowing where $35,000 of it went, but what if I took my entire lifetime to see how much money has passed through my hands? Scary. Let's start from the beginning. I was a kid from the 80s, which meant my parents listened to a lot of MC Hammer and Paula Abdul. What does that have to do with money? Well, MC Hammer blew through a lot more money than I did. Also, I can't ever get that one Paula Abdul song out of my head. You know, the one with the line, "Straight up, now tell me." Anyways, so I was born in the 80s, and like any good grandparent did back then, they gifted me some savings bonds, like $100 or something. So that was basically it for the first 5 years of my life, unless you count stuffed animals and binkies as money. In that case, I was rich. Spending? None. Unless you count cashing my cuteness checks. 5 years old, $100. Once I was old enough to realize the value of money, I started getting some, again from the grandparents, in my birthday cards. I would get $5 every birthday from at least 3 grandparents, so that's $15 per year until about age 10. I also started receiving an allowance of about $1 a week, so another $325 passed through my hands in those 5 years. Spending? Most of my spending included baseball cards, candy, and arcade games, but I always had a little saved for a rainy day. 10 years old, $425. At age 10, I was starting to pull my weight around the house. Not that kind of weight. I worked my butt off and deserved some compensation for my labor. I mean, seriously, have you ever mopped a kitchen floor with just vinegar? Torture. For my efforts, the parentals would drop $5 here, $10 there. I would guess I earned a few hundred over the course of the next 5 years. Add on top of that the average of about $50 per birthday, and I was probably at a good $500. I also started working in the summers doing odd jobs. I earned about $1,000 cold hard, under the table cash. Don't tell the IRS. Spending. Through middle school and high school, my money went towards food, tasty school French fries, and movies. Because what else is there for a teen to spend money on? 15 years old, $1,925. At 15, I was still doing some odd jobs, but was much too busy with marching band to care. Yeah, I was the coolest kid in my school. I earned maybe another $500, but I hit the gold mine at age 16 when I landed my first job at a retail grocery store. Cha-ching! Earning a cool $6.50 an hour, I was really raking in the dough. At age 18, I got my $100,000 to blow through and got a job at Radio Shack. By the way, you can learn more about that $100,000 by searching for an article called How I Blew Through $100,000 Before I Turned 21. It's at iheartbudgets.net. By the time I hit 20, I was almost broke again. Crazy. Now I can get into more exact figures because the kind folks at the Social Security Administration keep track of my income for me. Spending. You can just read through that post on blowing $100K to find out where my priorities were. Ugh, so much potential wasted. 20 years old, $132,500. Wow, that was quite a jump. At age 20, I decided to quit work and go to school full-time. I got my audio degree. What is that anyway? and picked up a job installing very high-end home theaters from a company called Definitive Audio. Mostly, I got stuck in the crawl spaces to run wires for 8 hours a day, so I started job searching pretty quickly. I then worked my way into my current company. I worked there for a year and then split to go get married and move out of state while my wife finished school. I moved back after she graduated, and we were dinks. Double income, no kids. I also got promoted. By the time I was 25, I had received the rest of my inheritance as well. Spending. Getting married at age 22 and reading a Dave Ramsey book were the catalysts to getting my money in order pretty quickly. We paid off a ton of debt, over $24,000 worth, started rocking a sweet budget, and saved money while living on only $14 an hour. We then bought a house and had a kid, which absorbed the remainder of our money. I then got a few more promotions and worked my way into my current position. Oh, and I became a tax professional part-time and started a blog that brought in some cash. So here it is. Drum roll, please. 27 years old, $601,600. OMG. I have let well over $500,000 pass through my hands, and my net worth is less than 15% of that number, around $55,000. Wow. Well, I'm going to go cry myself to sleep and then drown my sorrows in bacon. What my life could have been like. Let's say I took the advice of Jay Money and did things like max out my 401k and have a sexy budget all along. What if I went crazy and invested 50% of my income throughout my last 11 years of moneymaking? What would the numbers look like to handle your money well from the beginning? If I invested 50%, $2,273,000 a month, for 11 years at 8%, my net worth would be $494,832.50. The lesson. That is almost 10 times my current net worth. I would probably have a paid-for house, tons of tax-sheltered investments, and would be well on my way to financial independence. I could have cut my working career in half or less if I had my head on straight about how to handle money. This is serious. If you don't handle your money with care, count every dollar that passes through your hands with a budget, and invest early and often, you may end up realizing that you have wasted $500,000 as well. How much money has passed through your hands in your lifetime? You just listened to the post titled, All the Money I've Earned and Spent in My Lifetime, by Jacob Wade with BudgetsAreSexy.com.
Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable. If you've been using Mint to manage your finances, I've got some bad news. Mint is shutting down. But now for the good news. There's a better alternative. Our sponsor, Monarch Money. Mint users are turning to Monarch Money and loving it. Maybe you're saving for a down payment, a wedding, a dream vacation, your kid's college. I've found that Monarch makes it so easy to help you reach your financial goals, whatever they are. I definitely wouldn't be able to allocate my finances or plan as clearly without help from Monarch. In fact, Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all of your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. Create custom budgets, set goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. That's monarchmoney.com/OFD for your extended 30-day free trial.
And that's going to do it for today. I hope you have a great start to your week, and I'll see you back here tomorrow, where your optimal life awaits.